If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Father of mine.
All right, JM Synthetics online at jmsynthetics.com.
You know, I just close my eyes. My whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still
young. Good morning.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic, Dad. We were just talking about people who let dogs sleep on the bed with them.
Okay.
And
what were you saying?
Well, you know, like sometimes like a dog would sleep in a dog bed, but
yeah.
some other people actually, when they sleep, the dog is on the bed with them or uses the person's bed as their bed. So would you like it if a dog slept on your bed?
Well, I got some news for you. 100 years ago, I had a dog, and I had my dog sleeping on a bed. I don't know. I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, how would you feel about that today? Like, let's say you had a dog. Would you let the dog sleep like right in between you and Joanne?
No, I would not do that. I think the dog belongs to the dog bed, assigned for the dog, not in the regular bed. No way.
Is that because it's just a little gross? You know, the dog might lick his butt or something like that, or
no? Those are not the thoughts I have. But I just don't have any kind of feeling for the dog to sleep on the same bed that I'm sleeping. I think you should be rough in your own brain, not rough really, but adamant to train the dog to sleep in a doggy bed on the floor.
Yeah, some people do that. Some people do that.
Yeah, I do know that.
Now, some people claim that sleeping with a dog is good for their mental health.
I see no connection with a dog sleeping in the bed and a mental health. If you need a mental health, go to a doctor.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Really?
If you need a, so let me write this down. If you need a mental health, go see a doctor.
Go see a mental doctor. You cannot get the dog to heal you.
All right, so that's just all nonsense.
No, this is ridiculous. This is really ridiculous. Sorry that I'm very,
upset
with this for whoever does that. I don't want to hurt their feelings in any way because
right.
That's their feeling and that's all this is. But the dog does not belong in your bed.
And I'm guessing Joanne feels the same way.
Absolutely.
Well, I
Well, according to Joanne, it's up to the individual.
Okay. All right.
I don't see the human connection for the dog to be in the bed and the dog and
all right.
the human.
Yeah, get off the couch. Get off the couch, you know. And get off.
Yeah. You know, I love dogs. You know me. I mean, I used to have like three dogs or two dogs.
I know
something
it.
Like that.
I know it. I remember a very famous line you said when you were petting my dog, O'Neill, and you said, "This dog's hair is so soft."
Yes. Yes, I was touching them. The dog was just letting me do that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When Susie comes over, Chloe is an adamant dog lover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She would have 15 dogs in her house if they let her.
Talking about Lizzie.
Right.
Yeah, you said Susie.
No. I got too many kids hanging out.
I know. Yeah, hey. That's what we do. We get our kids mixed up. Okay, very good. All right, I got all that. That was just a discussion that we were having before we reached out to you guys today. But, all right, yeah, another day. It's going to be another warm, nice day around here, and then I think it's going to get chilly, Dad. You might want to you inform me that you're getting the garden ready again.
Yes. Actually, last year, before the year was up, we take everything out of the garden and all that. I hands and knees for about 12 hours. I pulled every weed out of that garden.
Okay, so it's ready. Now you just got to plant, right? Do you have to get the soil ready, like turn it over or anything?
Oh, yeah. I got to get ready for that.
Okay,
I got a small gizmo that turns the dirt over, and then when I do that, my neighbor comes out with a humongous size equipment. He turns that over.
Yeah.
And then he's the guy that plants my garden and all that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're looking forward to that, Dad. There's no doubt.
Yes.
Sarah has a question, Dad. This is what Sarah wrote. She said, "Meathead, my garbage disposal stinks. What do you recommend to freshen it up? You know, like you put the food in the garbage, you turn it on, and it goes down the drain? In the sink.
Well, I don't know. By common sense, that I just have to take it outside, completely scrub it down.
The garbage disposal.
Something. Keep it clean.
But this is the thing that's in the bottom of the sink. You know, it's attached to the sink underneath the in the cabinet underneath the sink. And it's difficult to get at, you know. And is there any way that any product you can put in there? I think Joanne said one, right?
Yeah, Joanne.
A little baking soda might help.
A little baking soda can help. According to that, and you got to scrub it constantly.
Well, it's kind of tough to scrub it because you stick your hand in there. It's not a lot of room.
Wear rubber gloves or something and get your hands in there and clean it up. Or just, can you get rid of it and replace it with another one?
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's trying to avoid that. I think there's a product you can buy that you actually drop in there, and then it's supposed to clean it. Like, you put water in, you turn the damn thing on, and it grinds it all up and it cleans it. There you go.
John says baking soda does the same thing.
Try a whole box of baking soda.
No, not a whole box.
No?
Not a whole box. She says.
No. Okay.
That's really.
About half a box
with
a small box.
Half a small box, she says.
Okay.
And scrub it with it, you know.
All right. Don writes, "Meathead, he's in a debate with his wife. When it comes to applesauce, have you ever had applesauce, Dad?"
Oh yeah.
Well,
Joanne says she makes it.
Okay. Well, Don likes it warm, and his wife likes it cold. And Don says that she likes it cold because she's lazy and doesn't want to heat it up. He says, "What do you think? Hot or cold? And am I being a jerk?"
Well, I got to go for help here on this one.
Why can't he heat it up in a microwave?
Why can't he heat it up in a microwave?
Like for her? Because
for him.
Well, he likes it warm. He does do that.
Well,
so
warm
it up. Yeah, warm it up in a microwave for you.
Yeah.
Eat it and let her eat hers cold.
This seems like a dumb thing to have an argument about.
Yeah, it really does. It's not dumb. I wouldn't call it dumb.
It is dumb.
Well, I mean, when everyone does something, we can't be, and you don't do it, you can't be calling them they're doing a dumb thing. No.
No, you can't? Okay.
You know, I mean, it's their thought. Let them do what they want to do.
Yeah, it's their.
Joanne says it's dumb if you don't let them eat up. And,
yeah. I know that.
Oh, okay.
I know you like to say oftentimes, it's his mentality.
Yeah.
And if there's a problem.
Good. You reminded me of that. Yeah. I haven't used that word for a while.
Well, you did say earlier to go see a mental doctor.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the same.
But I didn't think of mentality.
Gotcha. All right, Dad. Aram. Excuse me. Aram.
Hey, Aram, yeah. My buddy.
Aram says, greetings.
Greetings.
He says that a friend of mine broke his Lenten promise by eating sweets. He is scared to darken the doors of his church. What advice can we give this Mickey Mouse guy who can't even quit sweets for 40 days? Signed, Aram.
Aram, if it's a character of a person as far as food is concerned, not other things right now, it's their choice, you know. They have to be taught. You can't harp at them.
No? Well, no. I think he's saying that he's giving him a hard time because he gave it up for Lent, and he can't even give it up for Lent.
Well, if this other person, that's what he wants to do, he's just not going to listen to you if he's that adamant in his thoughts. So don't waste your time on him.
Yeah, don't even. I would just ignore him.
Ignore him, and that's what he wants to do. I mean, if it's your son doing that and a child, you are concerned about it, and you're going to work at it. But he's another person that does that. Well, hey, let him do it.
Hey,
Tell him. This is what your health situation is. If you do this, you're going to...
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word die, but you're going to hurt.
Well, yeah,
if
I know, but...
If you don't do that, you could be healthy.
Well, again, it's not about that. It was the religious aspect of it is what he's concerned about.
Well, what is the religion says about sweets?
Well, in particular, Catholics, during Lent, they make a promise to give something up for Lent. I don't even know if you were familiar with that.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying he can't even give up sugar for like Jesus.
Well, did Jesus say anything about eating sweets?
No, I don't think he did, but I think
to fast, you know.
Yeah.
Fast, you're talking about fasting.
Not exactly.
I'm not understanding the question.
Well, I think the yes, fasting is part of Lent, but also a Lenten, as I understand it, a Lenten promise is something that you stick to for 40 days to remind you that, you're giving up something small for Lent, while God gave up his only son, which is something big. That is the mindset of Lent.
Well, some people, I don't know, probably hate my guts for saying this, but I really don't believe in that.
Your church does?
I mean, the Catholic Church believes that.
Well, I think...
Our church believes that. I don't believe in that myself.
It's a Christian principle.
To give up food?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you missed that part of the church calendar, but 40 days of Lent leading up to the resurrection of Jesus. Yeah, it's kind of been around for a long time.
I've forgotten those things.
Oh, okay.
Because I have not practiced that.
Okay.
I love God dearly.
All right.
But I don't. Some of the biblical things were written by men or women. I don't think God ever spoke up to, in my opinion, that you can't be doing this.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Next time you see Pastor, what's his name again, Pastor?
Kurt.
Next time you see Pastor Kurt, don't tell him any of this.
No.
You can't. Don't say this to Pastor Kurt. He's going to go.
I know. We don't discuss that.
No. He's going to say Reuben.
Any of these things. One thing, but this is an important thing. One thing I remember that I made a vow to myself that I never discuss religion with other people.
No?
No.
Okay. You're like, I keep that to myself. I don't want to talk about it.
I believe in Christ.
Uh-huh.
I don't discuss the religion aspect of that with anybody.
Okay. You're like, hey, I'm keeping this to myself, and that's the end of it.
That's right. God okay. loves me. If I love him, show him affection, love, follow the rules of it.
Yeah, well, that's all very nice.
That's my personality and my judgment. I decide to judge myself, not anyone else.
Okay, I'm writing this down. It's my personality and my judgment.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So,
well,
I never discuss religion with anybody else.
No?
I believe in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Even Christ, and that's all there is
okay.
about my religion.
Well, so now this is Holy Week in the church, and you guys have been kind of like away physically because of this this illness.
Yes.
So, I'm assuming you're just going to kind of lay low this week. Is that the plan?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we have been, yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Let's move on. Adam writes, Dear Meathead, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Do you have any thoughts on why a carrot seems to be more orange in color than an orange is?
Oh, my God. This guy really studies things. I never thought about that. I don't know what to tell him.
Yeah. I guess in some cases, a carrot would be more orange than an orange.
Don't they dye oranges?
Do they dye?
John just said, don't they dye oranges?
I don't know. I haven't heard if oranges are dyed. Is Joanne suggesting that when they're on the tree, they're like blue?
No, they're I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I heard years ago that color them to make them look even better, but I'm probably wrong.
No, I don't know.
I never thought of anybody.
No. She's right. She's absolutely right. The FDA has.
I'm saying
Well, you're correct in what you have heard, because I'm looking at it right now. It says it is a common practice to color the skins of oranges in certain areas because they don't look orange because of climactic or cultural conditions.
Yeah.
And so the food producers will actually make the oranges more orange. Dad, she's always correct. She always knows things.
Hey, she's a quiet but knowledgeable woman.
Well, yeah, I didn't even bother trying to, some people might, conventional wisdom, some people might go, no, that's not true, but I know better because, I mean, numerous times with Joanne, there have been instances where that exact thing just happened. If
Joanne says something,
yeah,
you better believe in it.
Not always.
Well,
I'm telling you,
not true.
She's been kind of cautious about
oh yeah
building up on our own ego, but no.
I learned by my mistakes.
No.
You know what she said.
She is a fountain of wisdom, for God's sake.
Hey, no, she doesn't push that.
Right on.
She's a quiet, in her own thoughts, she's very quiet.
Dad, the gentleman who sent you the Michigan keychain has written
in.
That would be Mark, who lives in Mississippi now.
Yes.
He used to live in New Orleans. He says, Meathead, I want to talk to you about when we sent a man to the moon. Do you think that really happened or that the government has been lying to us? Please embellish.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Government send a what?
Well, Mark is talking about, do you remember when the U.S. sent a man to the moon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some people have suggested that that was all fake. Okay. And he said, what do you think, Meathead? Did we really go to the moon or was it fake?
No, it sent somebody up to the moon. I believe in that.
Okay. You do not believe that the government was lying just to, make us think that we went.
No, the government didn't send anything out there. It's scientific people that are involved and do these things. It's not the government. No.
Yeah, it is. It's not a bunch of nerds that get together and build a rocket.
No, but there are people that are doing this. Frankly, I really don't understand why the whole world is messing around with the skies and all that. I can't understand. Like, these people are spending thousands of dollars to get in that vehicle and go up there and don't even get out of it and come back down. That costs $500,000.
I think it's much.
What is that common sense?
I think it's actually more than that. It's
well, I'm just shooting at it.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Dad, I kind of agree with you. Why would the amount of money spent could, like, feed an entire city of people that are impoverished.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
The only people down here in this country, now, some of them are being taken care of, they're being taken care of, that could use that money to raise their kids and raise their families and all that. And here we spend it on a flight to go up there in the air, and they don't even get up to look at the moon or anything else. They turn around and come right back.
Right, it's just minutes. And then you know what, Dad? If you were to ever run for the presidency or to be the governor, I think that should be your campaign slogan. I can't understand why people mess with the skies.
Yeah,
there you go.
I just cannot understand that.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right. Let's see. Jonathan writes, Meathead, some people believe in conspiracy theories, like the earth is flat. What is your opinion on these theories and the people that believe them?
I honestly, that's a pretty deep subject. I have no clue what's going on.
Well, I mean, if someone came up to you and said, "Hey, Reuben, the Earth is flat," you're probably gonna think.
No, the Earth is. It is what it is, and what is what people have scientifically proven the way it is.
Yeah. So
some bonehead comes up and says, "No, it's flat."
Did they read about Magellan?
What?
Yes. Magellan. She's talking about an explorer who just, you know.
Don't they read about Magellan?
Right, yeah, he starts sailing and then he shows up on the other side. You know, it's pretty easy and simple to see the curvature of the Earth.
You know what? I think a lot of millions of people have nothing else to do on this Earth but to sit around and think of these concoctions.
Yeah, Dad.
This is that. And then when you heard about, I never heard of that.
No, you couldn't be more right. It drives me crazy. And there's quite a large contingency of people that do what you just described. And I just want to grab them by the neck and you know.
Honestly, God.
Yeah.
It's just no common sense to it. Why do you spend your time concocting this stuff?
Really, they need a hobby. They need to do something. Maybe get some exercise.
Well, send them here. I'll give them a hobby.
You can put them on the island.
Yeah. Oh man, you brought up the subject again. I really love that island. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a better idea than put them in a prison for life?
Yeah.
And feed them, clothe them.
Yeah.
And then they're of no use to humanity.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you take these really bad people, put them on the island, and...
One T-shirt, one pair of sandals, and once a week drop some food down.
So you're talking about a bunch of people wearing T-shirts and no pants.
No pants, no nothing. Let them go naked.
Yeah.
I mean, living in it's got to be a jungle with very little trees.
Yeah. Wait, did you say it's got to be a jungle with very little trees?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Okay.
So in case the sun is hot, they can cook in it. Hell with them. You don't want them to live.
Yes, it's their problem. That's a punishment.
Hey, I just hear every day on the news this bonehead guy that did this and that, and I start thinking, why wouldn't this guy not think of, hey, I shouldn't be damaging this man or this woman or this child.
Right.
These criminals are unheard of.
Yep.
Do you see on an average of 3 or 4 people got shot and killed?
Oh, yeah.
On a daily basis?
Yeah, it's definitely bad, Dad. There's no question. I think a lot of people would love to put people on the island.
Yeah, and then we put guns in their hands and say, go kill them some more. why not eliminate selling guns?
Dad, you know, a lot of people would love to hear you as if you were running for political office saying these things. People would vote for you, Dad. There's no question.
Oh, man. I don't want to be elected for nothing as far as that goes. But I'll tell you what. I got 10, 12 neighbors in here around me.
Yep.
We love each other. We say, hi, how are you? They come up with their dogs walking. They're just dog stops, and I'm sitting there on the ground, petting the dog. This is great living that way.
Yeah, that's you've got your own little. You're like the leader of the community.
Honest to God, I don't know if they realize that, but they sure as hell don't ignore what I'm doing.
No, they love you. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why so many people help you guys.
Well,
let's see. I have another question about the moon. Dean,
about the moon?
Yeah. Dean has a question. He says, could you settle a dispute? And maybe Joanne can weigh in on this too.
She's in on it.
Is the moon a planet or is the moon a moon. Please embellish.
I think I would want to guess that the moon is a planet. But it's not a... it probably could be livable because it's not going to be like the sun that'll burn the hell out of you.
Well,
a planet.
But they call it the moon.
There's a man in it.
Which one says there's a man in it?
Man in the moon.
Well, a moon is a moon.
Okay, so maybe it could be both.
It's a planet. It's a planet.
It's a planet and a moon.
I think it's a moon.
It's a moon. It's a shiny, you know, I want to say for a Christian person,
yeah,
that that's God's choice to light up the world.
There you go. Hey, you're bringing
night
it all.
And day.
You're bringing it all around. Just don't tell God about your lack of knowledge on Lent.
Well, yeah, that's my understanding.
Oh, I know you're serious about that. I'm not talking to anybody about this. Okay.
What the hell, you know?
All right. How about this one? This is the last question that I have.
Don't stop. I love today.
Travis asks, my neighbor has 5 dogs who constantly bark at 5 a.m. How should I confront them? Should I Will Smith them or be just as annoying and blast music on repeat?
Joanne said, how about talking to him?
Yeah, I don't know why everybody has to go to violence or playing loud music.
No, but it really is not a right thing to do, to have 5 dogs. It just isn't.
Well, I got 4. I mean...
Well, it's not a right thing to do. But you are an intelligent person. You take care of those animals.
Yeah, it's like a full-time job.
It's just not running loose around, destroying the neighbors' lots and all that.
Well, sometimes.
I know you.
Sometimes they take off, but I don't, you
well,
know.
Well, yeah, but you still. I remember you, the first dog that you found and you kept.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot.
And that lasted a long time.
Well, yeah.
And I actually loved you for doing that.
Yes, I love animals. That's a big, in fact.
Yeah, me too. Believe you me, I really care, but I don't want to have an animal because I just don't think I want to be taking care of them.
Yeah, you don't like the idea of the commitment. You like to be able to just not worry about them.
Yeah, we've had dogs. You know that. You grew up with dogs.
Yeah, we'll just bring ours over, and you can say, this dog's hair.
That's right. Hey, have you noticed how your dog comes out and just lay down under my seat?
No, they love you. They love you. There's no question.
I mean, hey, no problem. Dogs are great animals.
Okay. Well, Dad, you've done it again. You and Joanne have just done a absolute time once again, talking with us, and everybody loves you. And, you know, just have a hell of a day, okay?
All right. You do the same, but I want to tell you something. You really threw some heavy-duty stuff to me today.
What are you talking about?
You know, your questions were kind of tough for me to deal with them.
Really? I thought you did awesome.
Well, but I, within myself, don't feel that I did the right thing.
Oh, are you having second thoughts about some of them?
No. It's just I had to think what I'm going to say. Usually I can blabber right out.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You got to take your time, come up with the answer, and you did. You did great.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Now, if you suddenly, like, freaked out and started saying the N-word or something like that, I mean, Dad.
No. Oh, hey, in conclusion, I really want to, what do you think the laws have allowed people to have guns and all kinds of them?
Oh, you want my opinion on gun ownership?
Yeah, and you noticed I'm talking about the guns that have gotten into the bad elements.
Well, I think, you know, there is a there is an opinion that the presence of guns causes crime to occur. But there is an opposite opinion that says, yes, guns exist. Bad people get the guns any way they can and then do terrible things with them. So the idea is, why should the people who actually use guns because, well, for whatever reason, to arm themselves or to hunt or whatever, why should they be punished because bad people are going to get those guns? You know what I mean? Outside of waving a magic wand and make all guns disappear, the bad people are going to get guns, you know? So I guess I'm torn on that. I haven't looked into it enough to determine one way or the other what a gun control can do to aid a community. But I tend to think that it will do nothing to improve crime, make it so that there's less violence.
Well, then, if guns are not available to them, how could they commit crime?
How are you going to keep them from being available?
No, it should not be available for
right.
the public.
Well,
guns should belong
right.
to the people that are the law enforcing people.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess let's just say for this discussion, we could make all guns disappear.
Yes, totally. Melt them all down.
Right. There were no, let's just say fantasy world, there are no more guns. I don't know if that necessarily means that there is no more crime or violent crime. I think I would be under the impression that they'd come up with another way to harm people. Bad people would.
They'd stab you.
They stab you, Joanna says. I believe
right.
that. I mean, Eric, do you listen to the news on a daily basis with how many people died of gun use?
Yes, I know that there, when a lot of times, like there was just a crime on the subway in New York, that's probably what you're referencing.
Yeah, 4 people in 1 shot got killed.
There was a lot of horrible things. I go the other way. If in New York, it is... as one of the strictest places for guns. It's very difficult to even carry a gun in a city like New York. And so that is a very ripe area, fertile ground for the bad guys to carry out their bad things. Had the bad guys known or been under the impression that any one of those civilians could be armed, they would not have done that. You know, I think that the opposite is... I actually think the answer is more guns. That if more people, more law-abiding people were armed, the bad guys would know that and wouldn't go to the places that are soft targets, like the inside of a subway train.
I think they should ban guns except strictly for hunting, and that's all there is to it.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad that you are strong in your opinion.
That's my feeling. Hey, I had guns.
You had a hunting rifle.
For 30 years it sat there, or 20
right.
years, and I bought it from, Michael.
Right.
A handgun.
Okay, that 38, yeah.
Yeah, we went up north. Were you there when we shot him? No. I shot him about 2-3 times, and
yeah.
then I had no use. It sat there for years.
Okay.
So I finally saw it, and I called Mike. I said, Mike, you're an avid owner of handguns and all that. What are you going to do about this gun that you sold me a long time ago?
Yeah.
So I'd like to buy it back. I sold it to him.
Oh, he's got it now? He's got that revolver?
Yes. What the hell is the sense of me having a gun when I am not going to use it at all?
Well,
so
some people
say that's what everybody's norm.
Yes.
They got a gun, they're going to use it for something, hunting or so. I have no desire for that.
Well, the way I look at it is this. In the very rare instance that some weirdo decides to shoot up Walmart, in the very rare, if I happen to be there, rather than running away or hiding and hoping I don't get shot, I like my odds much better that I can pull out my pistol
and
shoot him. That is the deciding factor to me. I would like to be, that is a safety net for me, that I would be in control of that in the event of a person doing something terrible. I could save someone's life or my own. And that's kind of my thought on that.
I understand what you're saying. I believe it, and I trust you for all the things that you said. You are really a good man with a gun. I remember an issue that you really should have pulled a gun on this guy.
You do? Was it my brother?
One time that not too long ago that we were up north.
Oh, no. You see,
no,
that's
listen,
the thing.
That was my feeling. I said, Scott,
no.
I'd like to see him pull out and
No. Well, that's the thing. You see, training teaches
but you. But you didn't do that.
No, you don't. And I don't even know if I had my pistol on me. I wouldn't have because
you had it.
There's a protocol, and it is the gun only comes out to shoot. And your life has to actually be threatened. And it's a very, very strict open and shut thing.
I trusted your intelligence. You
right.
control it well.
So my point is, a person who has the required training to have that pistol recognizes and discerns right from wrong, situation arising that deadly force is necessary. That situation did not warrant deadly force. All it warranted was me telling that guy to, hey, shut up. That's all. So
he had a gun.
I don't think he did.
He had a gun.
He didn't pull it.
He didn't pull it, but he had a gun.
And
I'm standing there with this big cane in my hand. I didn't want to intervene with that.
I think
what's going on.
I'm 100% sure that he did not. You may have added a layer to that story. It was just a couple of old men yelling at each other. Yeah, well, no, he didn't have a gun, Dad. No.
Anyway, I was glad that it turned out the way it did.
Oh, yeah, no big deal.
The trick was just because somebody was going to use his area to
yes.
cross over.
No, it was no question.
The damn thing was...
I remember you were the one that lit the fuse because the guy started to talk and you go, hey, we don't need a lecture.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it went nice.
All right. Well, look, hey, everybody loves you guys. And
I love you too, honey.
And you have a nice day. I'll talk to you very soon. Okay, guys?
You bet.
All right.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. I got to come see you. We're going to have a cookout.
All right. Joanne, you all happy Easter. And
happy Easter. Yes, baby Jesus is coming to town. I
God
should say
you.
He's rising from the dead.
Audience, you are wonderful people.
Okay, guys. We'll talk to you.
Goodbye.
Okay,
goodbye.
See ya. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming
home. Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.